Greetings to staff. I'm recording this short talk as a kind of intro to the other two talks that you find in this unit. It's easier for me to explain in words what happened as I was making these talks and creating this page. It's easier to just tell you about it than to write it all down. I'm sure you know as well as I do how much Shaktas enjoy trading anecdotes and talking about things that happen in the practice of planetary tantra. I have an occasion to do that right now. And so, let it be recorded in the annals of planetary tantra that it went like this. Today is December 3rd, 2019, and a few days ago, today is Tuesday, a few days ago, it might have been Sunday, I woke up, I went out and sat in the galleria, which is a glassed room, a long room consisting of windows on the south side of the house. And I noticed that I was trembling. I was trembling quite a bit, but it wasn't unpleasant, and it wasn't really visible. I guess I could say I was trembling inside, like you tremble with excitement. It was really intense, and I remarked on the sensation at the time. Well, a little later in the day, I came downstairs with a compulsion. I knew I just had to do something. I knew I wanted to do something. You could say it might have been prompted by the trembling. By the way, as I was feeling this trembling, you might wonder what I was thinking about. My mind was not entirely empty. Well, I was thinking about takedown of Buddhism, and about Dzogchen in particular. So anyway, I was kind of throbbing with these reflections. You could say that the needle of my Rigpa was just racing up into the red zone in these reflections about Buddhism, or what I know about Buddhism, for what it's worth. So I come downstairs and I knew that I immediately had to go to the internet and find what I could find on Chogyam Trungpa, which I did. And it turned out that there was a documentary on his life and I watched it. So I refer to this documentary in the two other talks, and I'll provide a link to it in another unit, which is a tribute dedicated to Trungpa. So I saw this and I was really, really moved, and it released something. It released something about Dzogchen, and it released a lot of things. It wasn't as if there was a log jam. It's rather as if there was a huge mass of logs on the river and they came to a waterfall and they went over the falls, creating big splashes. So I'm in this rush, this trembling, tender rush, these splashes of insight coming and going. And in that attitude, I decided to record a piece called Commitment to Nemata. The basic statement I wanted to make was that I'm saturated. I've reached a limit. And due to having reached this limit, as I explained, I'm able to now approach the day-to-day task of building, structuring, and directing Nemata in a different way. And I wanted to announce that to all of you, because actually it's really, really good news for all concerned. So it was about 2 or 3 in the morning when I sat down in the other part of the den, opposite from where I am now, and I began to record Commitment to Nemata. And I got to the place in it where I said that one of these days I'm going to make a public announcement of my gratitude to Buddhists and to all those who have upheld the Buddhist tradition in all its varieties and flavors ever since the inception. Now, I make that statement of gratitude in these recordings, but I haven't made it publicly because these recordings only go behind the wall to members of Nemata. So I proceeded to talk, and toward the end of the talk, I brought up the names of 2 individuals to whom I wish to express specific gratitude. One was Dzogchen Rinpoche, and the other was Chogyam Trungpa. So I described the meeting with Dzogchen Rinpoche, and my intention after that was to talk about Trungpa. But something happened when I got to around minute 41, 42 of the recording. Something odd happened. It's not happened to me previously, as I recall. It's probably a simple glitch that any technician could understand, but it was a surprise to me. So I use this old version of GarageBand because I never update anything if I can. And it has a red line on the screen, a vertical red line, thin red line, which is the cursor that stands at the end of the segment that you're recording. So there are numbers that move from right to left, and then this red line always indicates the exact end of what you're saying. Well, around minute 41 or 42, as I was completing what I had to say about Dzogchen Rinpoche and the mind mandate transmission, the red cursor just zipped off the screen out of sight. It took off. And I didn't notice it for a while. I kept talking, and then I noticed that the numbers on the screen were racing crazily, very, very rapidly, from right to left. It was as if the whole recording had gone into warp speed, and it was just rushing ahead. So I stopped it, and I played the cursor back to the blue line so I could see what I recorded, and it wouldn't stay on the blue line. It just jumped ahead. So the cursor, which told me the rate at which I was recording and showed me the laying down of the actual electronic groove, as it were, just went off the charts when I started to talk about Trungpa. So I thought, oh, well, at least I have 40 minutes or so, and I have to break it off here because I can't record any more on that track. It wouldn't record after I said raspberry vanilla ice cream. It just wouldn't record anymore. So I said, okay, I'll make that part one, and now I'll just go and complete this talk, and it'll have to be in 2 parts when I post the unit. And I remember distinctly thinking, I take this as a sign. I really want to say something about Trungpa. I have quite a lot to say about him. And I should really dedicate a unit, talk and text, to Trungpa. I should do that, I said to myself. I was really intentional. I said, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to record 15 or 20 minutes as the second part of this unit on the theme, Commitment to Nemata. I'm going to conclude my reflections, talk heart to heart to the members. And I'm not going to talk about Trungpa, First of all, I did talk about him for about 5 minutes, or maybe more, but I lost that due to this strange anomaly with the recording. So, well, that's okay. I'll just pick it up again when I do the recording dedicated exclusively to him. So I want you to know that I had it really clearly in my mind. I was going to do a recording dedicated to him. I was going to repeat as far as possible what I had said about him, but I had lost. And then I was going to put that in a unit, tribute to Trungpa. And so I had that very clearly in my mind that I was going to do that. And so I set up GarageBand for part two of the commitment to Nemat the Talk. And I recorded about 20 minutes where I talked about various matters that are intimate to us who are sharing this project together. But I didn't talk about Trungpa when I recorded part two. And then I went to sleep. Now, that was about 48 hours ago. Now, what happened in the ensuing 48 hours? Before I went back to listen to what I had recorded, is a lot. A lot, a lot, and a lot more. And then some. But all I'll say for now is that I had a dream of Trungpa. I had it last night, or early in the morning on December 3rd. I had a dream about Trungpa, which was kind of a semi-lucid dream. So I will leave the recounting of that dream for the unit entitled Tribute to Trungpa. But now let me tell you what happened this afternoon. I come down this afternoon in order to pick up part one and part two and put them into the unit and pull the unit together so that it can be released on Nemata. And so I listened to part one again, and sure enough, around minute 41 or minute 44, on the words raspberry vanilla ice cream, it breaks off, just as I thought. So I said, okay, I uploaded that to the unit. Then I go to the shorter part two, and I play it. Now, I didn't have a real clear idea of what I said in part two. I know what I intended to say. I intended to talk about the management of Nemata, how it's understaffed, about the finances, just practical things. A heart-to-heart talk with you all. And it was vividly clear to me that when I recorded part two, which I did on the same evening as part one, that I had made the decision that I wasn't going to pick up talking about Chogyam Trungpa. I was going to dedicate that to another talk. You got the picture? That was as clear as a bell. And one of the factors that prompted me to make that decision was that I had been talking about Trungpa at the end of the first talk, and I lost what I said. Now, that sometimes happens, and it doesn't bother me too much. So I thought to myself, I can probably recall more or less what I said about him, or I can make up something new. Either way, it'll be fine. But I won't pick up the talk about Trungpa in part two. So today I come downstairs. I listened to part one. It's exactly as I thought it was. I listened to part two. And what do I find? I find the missing unrecorded talk about Trungpa in part two. Now that's impossible, because I started to talk about him after I said raspberry vanilla ice cream. And GarageBand would not record and did not record after those words. So how come in part two of Commitment to Nemata, you find a recording of exactly what I said the first time that didn't get recorded. I don't know how to explain that, but that is what happened. That is exactly what happened. As far as I can tell. You know, there's a certain amount of trickery, a certain amount of mental mischief that goes on in this adventure of planetary tantra. I know that you've all had your share of that, so I'm just recounting to you a recent episode of my own. And what happened in the 48 hours or less between recording part one and part two, which you're going to listen to now, and recording this introduction has been momentous. It's been absolutely momentous. I am walking around in a state of wonderment, stunned, but with a certain sensation of floating lucidity. Lucency, as one Buddhist scholar translates it. Lucency. And legerity. I don't know how to interpret any of this, and I'm not going to interpret it. I don't need to. The only thing that I will say is that I am certain that the realization of coming to saturation, that's what the trembling was about, I'm sure. It was a physical arrival. The act of the physical arrival of coming to saturation has enormous repercussions. And I'll leave it at that. I know you like cliffhangers. So hang on and enjoy moving on.